Okay, so now we're with Robert Jansen with the Brazilian government for IT strategies.
Yes, worldwide.
Worldwide IT strategies. He's going to tell us a little bit about the Brazilian information security and finance industry.
Thank you, Mike. Well, Brazil is the hidden jewel, probably, but some of the people in the industry, especially the financial service industry, realize that Brazil is one of the top three banking automation providers. And the reason for that is, first, our structure, the way the banking segment is structured, is a little bit different, like if you compare it to the United States, where in the United States you have almost 9,000 banks. We even have the neighborhood bank.
Yeah, close to 18,000 institutions among banks and credit unions.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. Well, Brazil only has 300.
Okay.
And so you're talking about the top four banks, each one of them has thousands of branches. And you're talking about a country that's the size of the United States. Actually, it's bigger if you count Alaska and Hawaii out of your account. Nevertheless, so that's one of the reasons. It's a concentrated, more consolidated type of structure. The other reason is that we lived for a long time a high inflationary period. I don't know if you try to realize what it is to live at an environment at 80% inflation a month. That represents almost 2% a day.
Wow.
That would probably make you, if you were to have that here in New York, once you arrive at JFK Airport, you negotiate your cab ride fee on the way in. Because if you do it on the way out, it would be already more expensive.
Sure, sure.
Because of that, the banks, they had to find a way to protect their portfolio, protect more even their spread. So the only way they could do that was investing in technology. So they invested heavily in technology and automation so they could be working always in real time because money was just burning in their pockets.
Sure.
And so that helped develop the IT industry as a whole. Still today, most of IT purchases, you're talking about between 50 and 55% of Brazilians' local IT purchases come from the finance sector.
Okay.
Right? So because of that, Brazil has developed a very highly sophisticated banking automation and software industry, and obviously security, because security is a very important layer of that.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Are you based in New York?
We're actually based in New Jersey.
New Jersey. If I give you a check from my California checking account, how long will it take you to cash that here in New Jersey?
2 days, I think.
Well, seconds in Brazil for the same distance.
Okay.
They have also created what they call the Brazilian payment system, which is a consolidation for the clearing, in which everything is done in real time.
Really?
A high level of security around it. Other cases that we use, and it's not so associated with the finance industry, but and I know here in the United States there had been some problems with electronic balloting. Lula, our current president, was just re-elected, and 9 hours and 23 minutes after elections were closed,
you knew who won.
We knew who won. And not only the president, we knew all the governors, we knew all the councilmen, we knew every single person that was running for office. We knew the outcome of that election.
Very interesting.
And because everything is automated electronically, and we also have a very high level of security. One of the things that sometimes people hit on us is that if you look at the hackers chart, Brazil's top three by the hackers. But that stands, if you look at it from a different perspective, the hacker environment, or the hackers, they have a very high level of intellectual assets.
Sure, sure.
Right? It's just how they apply it, if they apply it for the bad or for the good. So, but there's intelligence there.
Right.
Right. So the reason why Brazil has high-level, sophisticated IT security solutions is because he has that high level of intellectual assets there.
Right.
Yeah, you have the hackers that are applying it in a bad way, but you have a lot of other hackers that are applying it in a very good way. And by the way, hacker is a name that should not really be used, because you probably remember this. Can you hack that problem?
Yeah,
I can hack it.
Sure.
Right?
So it has a negative connotation.
Yeah,
we understand.
Yeah, so because of that, and then again, the other thing that has helped Brazil really be a very highly sophisticated developer in IT industry is that we have a very diversified development platform, all the way from mainframe down to open source, coming through all the different varieties and flavors that you have and platform developments, that Brazil has it in deployed, employed all over the country.
Okay.
See, we're a federation as well, 27 states, and because of that, everyone has their own autonomy, and they can choose whichever type of system they want to implement.
Okay.
So you have states that are very focused on mainframe, others are not. So that would help. What? You have to develop professional skills to actually attend to the needs of all of those platforms.
Okay. So let me understand, what are you guys, just promoting this at the show, or what are you actually...
We're doing two things. We're doing institutional branding as Brazil IT.
Okay.
Right? Listen, when you're looking at outsourcing IT services, or you're looking for new vendors that can actually attend to your needs, check out the Brazilian solutions.
Okay.
They can come in and be a puzzle fit for what you need.
Okay.
So that's the institutional branding. The other objective is more like I call a laser beam matchmaking, in which we're trying to find companies that actually have a need for one of the solutions that are being here.
Okay.
That are present here. Such as a risk manager from Modulo, it's already present in the market. NYU uses it
locally.
True Access, which we were talking to, they have a high-end HSM module, which stands for Hardware Security Module, with cryptography embedded in it. It has a high level of cryptography. You're talking about a 128-bit key. And it integrates automatically digital certification management and authentication for all your networks.
Very important.
Yeah. CertiSign, PKI Management Services. Okay. If you look here, they're not all here, but everyone here has a special, like this is MSS. They're very keen MSS. Open is focused in only servicing mobile solutions for the finance sector.
Okay.
Because, you know, the finance sector is going mobile all over the place.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And that's what all they did. They actually were born out of a big warehouse distributor. Horizontal across the board, like a Walmart distributor.
Right.
And that had
all wireless
services
facilities.
So they actually did a spinoff to attend to their customers in the banking industry.
Sure.
And now they become one of the top companies in the segment for providing mobile security solutions for the finance sector.
Very interesting.
Well, we were doing presentations here, 5-minute presentations. So we call this the one-to-many strategy. So you sit here, watch for a 5-minute presentation. Oh, I like that. I want to know more about it. So you go then into a one-to-one situation.
Sure, Yeah, understand. Yep. Okay. Well, listen, Robert, I won't take any more time. I really appreciate you sitting down with me. I think our users are going to find this very interesting. Haven't really covered too much of the Brazilian angle. So I'm sure sure they'll find it worthwhile.
I'd just like to add one more thing
for
your clients and your readers. If they like to know more about us, just ask us on our site.
Sure.
It's right there.
It will be linked in the interview.
All right.
Okay?
Bye.